All right, it's time now for the old Fisherman Forecast that Tim Kearns usually runs here with Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. Congratulations on your win last weekend.
Thanks, Rick, and glad to be here talking to you.
All right, so you had to go make some plans, change some plans on the fly last week, as I recall. You were scheduled to play one game, and that thing fell apart. Who were you playing? Swamp Scott, I believe it was, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
All right, and so middle of the week, they had to cancel, and you were able to reschedule, and Coach Brian LaFada, your director of athletics, got you a game with Tech Boston. Tell me about the commute, the drive down there, because it's your first road trip, and how that all got put together, Coach.
Yeah, you know, kind of going into the week and looking at that, trying to find an opponent, first and foremost, you do look at the drive and things like that, and trying to figure out what the expectations are on the bus, and knowing that, you know, you don't want to go too far with the kids. You know, end up down the Cape somewhere way out west, you know, and you're sitting on the bus for an extra long period of time. The kids were great, though, and, you know, we're fortunate that we have so many kids that do play multiple sports. So they've already done road trips, though, you know, a little bit closer than our trip down to Dorchester. But the kids, you know, they got to wear their masks. The windows got to be down. They're one to a seat. You know, they're spaced out. And I just thought, you know, there's no eating and no drinking on the bus. But they did a really good job, and they were able to, you know, walking up and down the aisles a little bit, just checking in on with the kids. You know, they're on their phones, they're watching film, they're listening to music, they're not goofing off, but they really locked in. It took us about an hour 20 by the time we finally got there. But
wow.
Just overall, thought they were well prepared and ready to go.
All right, you were looking for some offense your first couple of games, or first game anyway, and looks like you were able to find some offense against Tech Boston.
Yeah, you know, found some seams, and we're able to, I thought it was the best game our offensive line had played all year, and really able to start pushing and moving bodies around. And I thought just up front, you know, from Luke Walkema at center, you know, Zach Abbott and Anthony Simonelli at the guards, and Andrew Gabriel and Brian Swain from the tackle to tackle, we just really dominated their front four, and we're able to get great surge on the offensive line, and the backs ran hard, and you know, Frank DeSisto rips off a 50-pluser for the first play of the game, and really just set the tone for us the rest of the afternoon.
How's the offense coming along, Coach? Because you did tinker with it a little bit before the season started.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we're finding out that you know, we're good at some things, and we still have some improvements with things that we hope to accomplish. You know, Frank, as a sophomore, is really starting to establish himself as one of the better backs on the North Shore, and I think that's, you know, he runs hard, he's smart, he's an intelligent football player, takes care of the football really well, and he's complemented with another, you know, tackle-to-tackle running back, Caleb DeCoste, a classmate, a sophomore. And so just between the two of them, we're really able to balance off, and, you know, we're doing some of the spread stuff here and there to mix up the looks. And things could go better with that, but, you know, we're looking forward to continuing to improve there and just add an extra dimension to what we're trying to accomplish offensively.
Did you have more than 15 kids this week?
We did, you know, but, you know, it's great to have the bodies back. It makes the week of practice a heck of a lot easier and better for us. And, you know, just to feel bad for some of those kids that, you know, were asked to have to sit out, but you know, they took it well. They came back last week, responded well. We're ready to get back at it, and you know, we'll get back at it this week as well.
All right, this is going to be a tough one, Coach. Not that any of them are easy, but you know, this is a standard rivalry. It's been a tremendous rivalry over the years. I think every bit as intense as Danvers Gloucester. You're facing Beverly, and the Panthers were flying high, and boy, they're angry over the way the game finished last week against Danvers. What do you see in your scouting report when you look at the Panthers?
Man, they're a good team. You know, they got talent across the board, and they got size on the offensive line. They got skill in the backfield. You know, their quarterback is a very talented kid. He can throw it. He can run it. You know, so they're a good team, and we know that. You know, our kids are excited about the opportunity and really treating this week as an opportunity to show, you know, that the 3-0 start has more to do with what we're doing and less to do with who we've played. And that's something that, you know, they're taking a great ownership in. And you know, these kids that we got here are excited to get out on the field and get, you know, back into the heart of the NEC competition that we're going to face for the next 4 weeks here.
You know, I'm looking at the league, Coach, and just, you know, looking at some of the schools. One thing that jumps out at me is Winthrop. I talked with Coach Cadigan, and, you know, Winthrop off to a 2-0 start, scoring 69 points, allowing zero, scheduled to play Cathedral, and now tonight, I think, is it tonight or tomorrow, they're playing Framingham, and I mean, good Lord, I mean, for the NEC to take that on, that tells you, I think, a little bit about the competition in the conference.
Coach Cadigan's a great guy, and he's a heck of a football coach, and those kids up there in Winthrop are, they're buying into what he's selling. And, you know, we know they're tough kids. You know, Gloucester Winthrop's been another great rivalry. I know even back when I played here.
Absolutely.
You know, they ran the wing tee as well, and they've had some great teams up there. And, you know, just like you said, the conference is strong, and it's top to bottom right now. It's all over the place. You're seeing, you know, just parity across the board, and I think that's really exciting that each and every week you're gonna get some really good football games.
Well, two other good amazing matchups, I think, this time of year, Coach, I want you to just maybe take a look at and your observations. Again, tonight, Thursday here, Danvers at Peabody, I mean, that's a huge game with Danvers coming back to beat Beverly, Peabody playing so well against Masco. And then this weekend also you've got Masco and Marblehead. So, man, there's some big clashes going on.
Yeah, I mean, they're good teams. And, you know, I see what Coach Nolan's doing in Danvers, and I think last week he had a freshman running back and a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to come back late in that game just shows the type of kids he's got there in the program, the heart and the desire of those kids in Danvers. And, you know, Peabody's, you know, the Masco Peabody game was something, you know, really interesting football and really solid football playing.
Where is
from those kids there?
Where is your game on Saturday? Is it at Beverly High School, or is it they're not playing at Hurd, right? Everything's at the high school.
That is correct. We are playing at the high school at that field they got there.
Okay,
right there on campus.
All right, and finally, Are there fans allowed for this one? Are parents able to come? Or are they going to have to watch it on? Not that there's nothing wrong with watching it on KPN Live, but is that the deal?
You know what? I kind of stay out of that. I let Mr. LaFada take care of
okay,
who's allowed at what game, and I kind of focus on making sure the kids are ready to play the game.
Okay. Lesson learned on this end. I appreciate that, Dan. Listen, I appreciate it. Good luck this weekend. Your guys will be playing at Beverly. Should be a real classic matchup, 1 p.m. Good luck this weekend, Coach.
Thank you, Rick.